My daughter remembers her grandmother's by their hands. One had large hands, which took your face and held it. It was her gesture of greeting, warm, knowing and comforting. You knew what it was to be held in the palm of her hands. The other had the knotted, gnarled hands of one suffering from some arthritic condition. They didn't grasp your face, but held your hand in theirs, stroking it, talking to it. The fingernails of the first hand were clean and worn. They told of the years of hard labour, of child-rearing, of washing clothes by hand, until an aunt, who bet on horses and smoked Craven A and never washed her own clothes, gave some money to buy an automatic washing machine. These were hands which had been covered in flour as they swiftly kneaded a brown loaf and put it in the oven. The fingernails on the arthritic hand were carefully buffed and polished, and the hands, though twisted, retained, if not a beauty, a memory of beauty, and certainly a pride. These hands could arrange flowers with a skill which turned a simple bunch of spring daffodils into an art form. In the last days, these hands clawed the sheets, searching for the silk ribbon which once bordered them. But silk bordered sheets are not hospital issue. The large hands of the other grandmother lay unresponsive by her side. Each day my father took one of them in his and hoped for some sign that she knew he was there. I am sure that one day she did squeeze my hand and a tear rolled down the immobile cheek. In both cases, they took the rings off, first the swollen and then, when her turn came, the bony fingers, and they gave them to us. I keep them for the granddaughter who, when she remembers her grandmother's, remembers their hands.